This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Just checking to make sure most of your injured guys that we talked about yesterday are still good today?
I believe so, yeah.
Tage and Uko?
Yeah, Tage is good to go. We'll make a decision on, you know, where Kozak's at yet for tonight.
You kept Sandstrom here. Was that just to make sure Uko was okay?
Yes. Yeah. So it looks like he's good. Good to go.
This can be a challenging because you're right before a break. What's your message to these guys to just not think about that aspect of it and take care of this game?
Just focus on one game. We need to win, obviously, and. The reason we skated this morning was to make sure we're focused and ready and had a little bit of a compete skate and be ready to go.
You flipped Cousins and McLeod. Just curious why you wanted to give this a try and see how these guys
We're just trying to see if we can create a little bit more. Some draws, Krebs will take the draw and we'll get Cousin over in the wing and see if we can free him up almost like we did with Thompson. I think the way McLeod's playing, that gives us an opportunity to do that.
After the last Nashville game, guys were talking about how they play a heavy game. What did you like about the way they handled that during that?
Well, I thought they got the better part of the second period, and I thought we played a great third period. We got to be ready. They're one of the hardest forechecking teams. You got to be ready to win the battles. You got to be ready to win the wall game, get pucks out of your zone and get them to the next zone. And again, we got to beat people up ice, and we know that they've got two or three defensemen on the back end that are joining and making it tough on us at the same time.
Now, you did face some adversity in that game. You had a 2-0 lead. They scored two, but you handled the adversity much differently than maybe you had in the past, which you had to be pleased with.
Yeah, like I said, they got the better part of that second period, and I thought our third period was a great response, and it's something that, like I've said, we're getting better at, putting stuff away and being able to fight back and win hockey games.
Dahlin's mentioned that he's had to play through a couple of different injuries throughout the season. How have you seen him manage that situation and still work to elevate his
game?
Yeah,
I think there's been games where, he's probably an 80%er or 90%er. There's been stuff that's been nagging, but he's wanted to play. Started the year, with a tough situation and came out of that. I think there's been games where we've seen the full form, but I don't think we have truly seen the 100% Dahlin. But a lot of teams deal with that. A lot of players deal with it. You're not healthy all year long. You're not 100% healthy, and it's just something that as a player, you have to deal with.
How have you seen him handle the captaincy? He's a young guy. He's going to have to grow into it.
Yeah. I think there's been ups and downs. Obviously, we've had some pretty stressful moments. It hasn't been an easy year to be captain. So you look at it, I think it's been a great learning year for all of us, including him.
What do you have to do when you face a team who was in Chicago last night, played a game, get in late? You guys were here. You didn't have to do that. Do you change anything? Do you put more stress on them when you know they've played the night before?
Well, I think puck management is so important because if we make them play a 200-foot game, go below the goal line, make sure that we've got people above and they don't exit easily and we can play in their end. I think that if you only play a three-quarter ice or you're careless with a puck and you feel some of their offense, it kind of plays into a team that has played the night before.